This is Voices of Our World. I'm your host, Howard Schwartz. Remember that ever-expanding piece of gum? Well, things get stickier and stickier as we try to find solutions to spent nuclear fuel. Japan's answer is to offer extracted plutonium from spent fuel to non-military entities. We speak with Eileen Miyoko Smith, Director of Green Action in Kyoto, Japan, who's trying to block this endeavor. Although the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is being debated at the United Nations, President Bush made an announcement that Japan would be permitted to extract plutonium from spent fuel and make it available for non-military purposes. Plutonium is the much more volatile cousin of uranium, and it's usually used to make bombs. But Japan has built Rokkasho, a plutonium extracting plant, to alleviate its mounting nuclear waste problem. Japan's ability to extract tons of plutonium a year may create an unprecedented market for plutonium, whereby other countries or even unfriendly organizations may go to great lengths to get some of that plutonium. As the Bush administration focuses on the threat of North Korea and Iran's nuclear capabilities, the director of Green Action in Kyoto, Japan, Eileen Miyoko Smith, warns that favoritism among nations is not good policy. Eleanor Ostrinsky speaks with Eileen Miyoko Smith about Japan's plutonium plans.
What's happening right now is that Japan's trying to use plutonium now instead of uranium for energy. 6 kilograms of plutonium destroyed Nagasaki. And we're now trying to stop a plant up in northern Japan that's about to operate that can separate out 8 tons of plutonium a year to be used by companies. And if it starts, it will open up a new era for the world where these nuclear weapon-capable materials will be used by countries that haven't had nuclear weapons before, and it'll be used by companies and landowners, the electric utilities of these countries. That's real proliferation, and we want to stop that. It's like taking the genie out of the bottle. It will never go back to a world where we're free of nuclear weapons because all this material will be out in commerce. It's supposed to be, you know, guarded and everything like that. But when you're separating out massive quantities, you can't help but have an accountancy problem where several bombs worth are not trackable. You just have to figure, oh, well, they're a good country, so we trust them. Well, that's not the way to operate. The way to operate is to have nobody be allowed to use this material. And so we're trying to stop Japan from opening up this Pandora box. I mean, we have a big enough headache trying to get the nuclear weapon states like the United States and all the other countries that have nuclear weapons to abolish them. We don't want to take the next step and spread this material around all over the world.
Are you saying that there's going to be a whole market created for essentially bomb material?
Yes, right now, Japan is the only nuclear non-weapon state that's been allowed to have a commercial-scale plant to separate out this material. But if Japan's allowed to, then why won't South Korea say, hey, it's unfair, you know, we've had IAEA inspections and why can't we do the same thing? And then other nations could follow. The other is that if Japan does it, there might be a concern, hey, Japan has all this material. You know, maybe we ought to get ready and have some of this material too. So it also abets clandestine development.
And this plant is called Rokkasho?
It's called Rokkasho, and it's located at the northern tip of the mainland of Japan.
The plant is scheduled to be opened May 2007. What are the preparations for its opening? Is it already testing its capabilities currently?
Yes, it's testing its capabilities, but with material that's a lot less radioactive than the spent nuclear fuel, the used fuel from the power plants. The really active testing that would use that used fuel is to start this December, and we're trying to stop that.
I was reading an article about the shipment of spent nuclear material throughout the world on boats. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Japan's plutonium program is causing trouble to many, many countries because before Japan built this big reprocessing plant, Rokkasho, it used to put its used nuclear fuel from nuclear power plants onto ships and ship it all the way across the world to France and Britain, and then having plutonium extracted and brought back to Japan, either in its pure form or mixed with uranium and made into fuel. And there was so much protest. There was one shipment of plutonium, more than a ton. It was on a ship called Akatsuki Maru. And it tried to go through Panama. There was so much protest in the Caribbean. And it had to go around the world, taking a different route. So these shipments have been protested in South America, around the coast of Africa. In Australia, New Zealand has protested. New Zealand is very vocal. All the South Pacific countries are. They're demanding that these shipments don't go through their economic zone. Because if something happened and there was a radioactive leak, it could just ruin the environment or economy of the country for years, decades maybe. More than 70 countries have signed statements saying they don't want these shipments near their country.
I think for a lot of people, they don't really understand what the devastation caused by nuclear weapons really is. Can you describe that?
Well, I wasn't there in Hiroshima or Nagasaki, but I know people who were. Words really can't tell how horrible it was. You know, people said that it was like after 8 o'clock in the morning, they saw a small plane up in the sky, and then there was this big flash, and suddenly all around them turned into hell, instantly hell. I mean, people were blown apart, and the whole city was suddenly destroyed, and just masses and masses of people dead or wounded so terribly, burning with their skin dripping, and everybody screaming and crying. And I have a friend who said that right in front of her, she was like 15, all the girls that working in the factory were just all blown apart. And her leg was blown off. And after that, of course, the radiation illness hits, so you become really weak and your hair falls out. And a lot of people like were okay when the bomb fell, but died in 2 weeks or a month or 2 months from the radiation sickness. And many people who came in to rescue people or find their relatives died from radiation illness afterwards. So that's just like a little drop in the bucket compared to what we have now. We have unbelievable, just massive destructive power. And we all say, like, it just won't happen. It's so horrible, it won't happen, it won't happen. But it can happen because we have these ready to go. And so we can't just say it in our heart. We have to start to speak up. If everybody who felt, I really don't want this to happen, would just speak up, right, or whatever, you get this huge crescendo, then really things can change.
So with Japan justifying essentially not having to ship those things all the way around the world, maybe a lot of countries would actually be happy that it's processing that nuclear waste at home.
Actually, starting up Rokkasho will trigger a real rush to use 40 tons of plutonium that's stored now in France and Britain, which means a big rush to make it into fuel and ship it to Japan.
And the reactors can deal with the mixture of plutonium and uranium?
It's not as safe as just using uranium fuel, because these reactors were designed to use uranium only. But the utilities are saying the safety margin's okay enough that we'll go forward with it. And, you know, the U.S. is trying to do this. And Georgians Against Nuclear Energy are fighting very hard to try to stop use of this fuel in reactors in the United States. Nuclear power plant in Georgia is slated to be first. But, of course, if that's allowed, then it would spread to other states. So your own state could start using this fuel. The reason the U.S. is trying to use this fuel of uranium and plutonium mixed together, it's called mixed oxide fuel or MOX fuel, is that it's trying to get rid of the plutonium coming out of the nuclear weapons of the United States. The best way to get rid of the plutonium coming out of nuclear weapons is to just mix it with nuclear waste and make a glass matrix and treat it as waste.
So if Japan is not really producing any electricity with this spent fuel that's being reprocessed, then what is the motivation of creating this plant in Rokkasho, and why would they just keep on moving forward?
Well, that's a really interesting and good question. If Japan wanted to go the nuclear weapon route, it can do it without this plant. It already has the capability. But this plant will just bring into commerce this huge amount of plutonium weapon capable material. So is that a statement that Japan's trying to make? That's one open question. The other is that Japanese utility officials have told me that Japan's been able to maintain a regular nuclear energy program thanks to being able to ship its used fuel all the way across the world, because you buy time. It's 30 years before all this stuff comes back. But by delaying it, the problem gets worse and worse because the quantities get worse and worse, you know. I mean, these are huge quantities of nuclear material. 1,000 Hiroshima bombs worth of radioactive material is created at one single nuclear power plant in a year. The same in the United States. And how many do you have? You have more than 100. And of course, every year that quantity is created. So it's just a massive buildup, right? I've talked to the head of policy at the Democratic Party in Japan. It's the biggest opposition party. And he said, look, reprocessing isn't a good idea. We want to oppose it. But right now, unless we start up the plant, our nuclear power plants are going to stop in a year or two. We have to get rid of the waste from the sites. We're opening up a new nuclear proliferation era. Japan's doing it just because it's got this nuclear waste problem that it wants to sort of delay facing up to.
Delay is the best thing that can happen to a politician, because then it might not be while they're in charge that things are going wrong.
Exactly. It's the same with all sorts of social issues, isn't it?
What are you going to say in front of the UN?
What we're trying to say is that there should be no commercial use of plutonium. You can make bombs out of plutonium. Japan's going to be the first to do this commercially in a big way in a nuclear non-weapon state. Don't let it happen. Speak up. Let's all be fair. Nobody's allowed to have this. Bush has said, we're going to allow Japan to use plutonium. Well, President Bush, no. You can't play favors and get rid of the nuclear threat in the world.
How would you feel if large amounts of plutonium were available for commercial use? Email us. Go to www.maryknoll.org/voices and just click on Contact Us. Or you can call us at 1-877-MARYKNOLL. That's 1-877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Herbert Reed and Eileen Miyoko-Smith are just two of the voices of our world. This week's show is produced by Eleanor Ostrinsky, and I'm your host, Howard Schwartz. To suggest a topic or for more information on today's guests, just go to our program's website, www.maryknoll.org/voices. To get Maryknoll magazine in English or Spanish, please call 1-877-MARYKNOLL. That's 1-877-MARYKNOLL. If you missed a portion of this program, you can catch us on our website, www.maryknoll.org/voices. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.